It is interview time this morning, and we have a guest in our studios. His name is Jimmy Chase, and God has done a lot for Jimmy in the past few years. Jimmy, how long have you known the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior?
I first accepted Jesus Christ in 1960.
1960. Approximately 8 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ came in your heart. Under what circumstances did you receive Christ as your Savior, Jim?
Well, I'd been living a rather wild life, and it caught up with me, and at that time I was awaiting trial at a county jail.
Exactly what happened at that trial? Did you go to prison?
Yes, I did. Eventually wind up in prison.
How many years were you in prison, Jim?
About 2.5 years.
Did you find the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior while in prison?
Well, it was while I was at the county jail that I first accepted Jesus Christ, and I praise the Lord that He went there with me.
Jimmy, exactly what does the Lord Jesus Christ mean to you this morning? What are some of the things that He has done for you by His grace and His mercy?
Well, Pastor, the Lord Jesus Christ is really everything to me. He's my life. He's my very breath, my health, everything that I could boast in my life, I can give the praise to the Lord Jesus, because I've suffered a lot of mental problems. I've had physical problems and just about everything because of the condition of my nerves and so forth. I've had all kinds of problems in my life, but the Lord has delivered me from all of these. And He's just been so precious that it's really hard to know where to begin. But today I can boast that I'm a very happy person only because of the Lord. And I can thank Him for the opportunities that He sent my way since I've been saved. How that in time, when He felt ready to do it in His own way, He answered a prayer and put me in my own business. And how that He's put me working with young people in the church, and I really love this. And well, there's just so many things, Pastor, that I really, really probably would take me a long time to tell them all.
Jim, among these other things that you've mentioned, you were also at one time an alcoholic. Is that true?
Yes, I was.
Did you try many ways to try to stop drinking, Jim?
I guess I tried about every way there was. I attended church, and I talked to different ones, and I just tried to occupy myself to the point that I'd try to get rid of it. But I found that the least little thing that come up in my life, that was the very first thing that I turned to, and always tried to find some release in it, but it never really worked.
But the Lord Jesus Christ has really and truly delivered you through the Holy Spirit and by the Word of God, and you can honestly say that the Lord Jesus Christ is the answer for everyone that has a problem in drinking.
I wish that people could just see my heart and know how much I really did feel this way, because I feel that there's so many people in the world today that give a false illusion to what Jesus Christ can really do by, like you said in your message a few days ago, by proclaiming His name but forgetting that the true thing is really having His nature. And if we don't have His nature, we should just search and continue to pray until we know that in our own life we have His nature. And I believe that if we have His nature, we won't be self-condemning, but that we will always be searching ourselves to see that we might find the area in which we could grow in grace and knowledge even more than we have so far come.
Yes. Jim, it's a privilege to have you in our studios today with this testimony, because you, by the grace of God, you are an example of what the power of the gospel will do for an individual that will sincerely receive it and trust in Jesus completely. So many people profess to know Him, but they do not honestly rely upon His nature and receive His word moment by moment in their heart by faith. Do you have anything for closing remarks to say to our congregation today?
Yes, I do, Pastor. I really sincerely plead with the people that if there's anything in your life, anything, and those fellas that I used to chum with and run with, And I know how that some of them are in such bondage and how that they really need something. And I just want to be able to express. It's only words, but if words' meanings were as true as they should be, that they should just take it for granted when I say that Jesus Christ can do it if you just give him a chance. It's, you know how it is, Pastor. You just want so much to tell the world, and you just can't seem to get it across. But I do just praise Jesus for everything that he really is in my life.
Well, Jim, you've been a real testimony to us in 1968, and we thank God for all he has done for you. You have been listening to an interview with Jimmy Chase, a man that the Lord Jesus Christ has saved from state prison, a life of alcohol, and many other things. And today he is a living example of what the grace of God can do as Jesus Christ is allowed to manifest his life in a human being. He has straightened out Jimmy's nervous condition, which was very serious, and in many other things he has done for him. We praise the Lord Jesus Christ for it. At this time, please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 126 as we'd like to speak on a message this morning on soul winning. The Word of God says in Psalm 126, "When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue was singing. Then said they among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for them." I want you to see, first of all, that when the Israelites returned from their captivity and they had joy in their heart and a smile on their face and singing in their breath, the Word of God says that the heathen said the Lord had done great things for them. One of the things that should characterize a born-again Christian is a heart full of joy. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 9 that our countenance does testify against us. The Scriptures teach us in Psalm 17 that the Word of God is like a fruit tree to those that believe. The Bible says in Proverbs 15 and verse 13 that our hearts, our cheerful heart, doeth good like medicine. And beloved, today every child of God should have the joy of the Holy Spirit according to Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. Altogether, too many of our churches today are going around with a morbid, bleak, dark, and dismal attitude. There is no joy. And if a truly sincere, born-again Christian smiles and is happy and is full of joy of Jesus Christ, he is criticized, and criticized by those who have a very negative projection of what Christianity should be. I ask you today to examine yourself according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 31. I wonder today if you have your sins forgiven, and if you have your sins forgiven, and if Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life, If the Word of God is the map for you to travel on this pilgrim journey, then one thing you should do today is to have the joy of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Philippians 4:4, "Rejoice always," and again I say rejoice. The Scriptures teach us in Philippians 4:11, "I have learned to be content in whatsoever state I'm in." The Word of God says in Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me." And in Philippians 4:19, "God is able to provide all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus." When Israel was turned from their captivity, then their mouth was filled with laughter, and their tongue was singing, and they said among the heathen that the Lord had done great things for them. The world today is looking for people to have something that they do not possess. They're looking for the Christian to have a sincere smile, inward joy, inner stability, inner happiness, a song on their lips, because Jesus Christ, if he can do anything, can straighten out a conscience of a human being, and he can make him right in a moment of time. And that is exactly what the Lord Jesus Christ was doing for the children of Israel. In verse 3, the Scriptures say, "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." This is a testimony from Israel. "The Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad." Oh, today I can say as a personal testimony to Jesus Christ that the Lord hath done great things for me, whereof I am glad. Once I was a sinner, once I was blind, once I was walking down a valley of destitution, once I knew not the Savior, I had no purpose in life, I had no divine evaluation of eternity, and once I was going down the vacillating road of discouragement, And once I was walking down that lonely trail of not having God Almighty in my heart. And then I was full of guilt and shame and sin. And then one day I met the Savior. I simply said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, and save my soul for Jesus' sake. And He did it. He cleansed my conscience according to Hebrews 9:14, and the Holy Spirit filled my life. And I thank God today that I can honestly, sincerely, and fervently in the Holy Spirit say that I am glad. I wonder today if you've ever received Christ as your Savior. I wonder today if you've ever experienced the forgiveness of sins that only an eternal, true God can do in your soul and in your heart and in your mind. If you'll confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, repent of your sins and your will, God's Holy Spirit, according to Psalm 81:5, God's Holy Spirit will provide the divine energy and the divine power to cleanse you and to give you the power to give up sin. But many of you today will tolerate sin, and you will not turn your back upon it. You have never really repented. You have never really forsaken it. The Bible says, whosoever confesseth and forsaketh his sin shall find mercy. You must forsake it if you're going to find mercy, and you can only do that in the Spirit of the living, resurrected Christ. Now, the Bible teaches us in Psalm 126 and verse 4, as the Israelites speak, turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. This is an interesting verse because not in the Bible, in Psalm 46:2 and Job 26:7, is the direction of heaven. There is an open space in not because Jesus Christ will come back in that open space, according to science, in what is known as the rapture for the true believers 7 years before the revelation, just prior to the tribulation period. South speaks of the earth. This verse speaks of streams in the south. Listen carefully this morning. We should be a well of water springing up into everlasting life in John 4:14. The Word of God teaches in John 7:38 that we should be a river of living water, that living water should flow from heaven, from the throne of God, down into our mental attitude and our mind and our body, and we should be a well of living water for which the Holy Spirit and the Word of God cleanses us and goes out and purifies everyone that He touches. We should be streams for the south. We should be streams toward the south. We should be streams in the south. We should be a fresh stream in order to give someone that is thirsty and hungry and lonely and dissatisfied with life a drink from heaven. We should have the living Word of God as the water of life by the Holy Spirit and emulate with Jesus Christ and project the gospel of a positive Christianity. Turn again our captivity, O Lord, as the streams in the south. Beloved, are you a fresh stream today where you're living? I'm talking to a wife today. Are you a stream for which your children can get a spiritual drink? Are you a stream by which your husband can have a spiritual drink when he gets lonely and tired in life? Husbands, are you a stream in the south, in this world, for your family, for your wife, and for your children? Do you give them a fresh drink from heaven by mutual edification when you open your mouth in your home? Are you one that edifies your family? Teenagers, do you edify one another? And do you have a message for those that are lost as a fresh stream in the south? Are you a spring of living water, or are you a smelly pond? Are you a channel for Jesus Christ and His holy righteousness, His purity, His kindness, His mercy, His love and His truth and His heavenly reality? Are you a channel for Jesus Christ? Are you selfish and egotistical and self-centered and walking around in the lust of your flesh and in the lust of the eyes and the pride of life of 1 John 2:16? What would happen, beloved, if we were streams in the south? What would happen if many who are discouraged and suffering from neurosis and psychosis and all kinds of habits which they have turned to for pleasures in life? What would happen if we that know Christ were filled with the Spirit more than conquerors because of the finished work? If we live by grace and through faith according to the finished work of Calvary and in resurrection life by the pure grace of God, and we became streams in the south? I wonder today if God wouldn't send a mighty revival if every Christian in their local assembly were streams in the south, if we wouldn't be a fresh stream. How necessary it is when we are thirsty to receive a drink of water, and how important it is in this day of discouragement for you and I to be wells of living water. I want to ask you a question today. Have you ever accepted Christ as your Savior? If not, right in that automobile, right in your dining room table, right at that breakfast table or that lunch table, receive Christ as your personal Savior. Maybe it's afternoon somewhere where this broadcast is going. And why don't you bow your head and be sure of going to heaven? The Bible says this life is in the Son, and he that hath the Son hath the life, and he that hath not the Son hath not the life. And these things are written unto you that you may know you have eternal life. Say, Father, forgive me for my sins. Come into my heart and live, and confess to him right now, and he'll give you by grace through faith as a gift eternal life. And then go to a good Bible-believing church, one that preaches the whole counsel of God. If you are a Christian today, why don't you give up sin through the grace of God and really live for God? Be a prayer meeting, visitational Christian, compliment the born-again believers in your area and your assembly, and co-labor together with God. Father, have your way with each one in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.